The British capital's grappling with June temperatures rarely seen in the United Kingdom. A questionable time, perhaps, for team-building exercises in the park. For others, though, it's a chance to do as little as possible. And for some, an opportunity to dust off membership to the city's most exclusive pools. Away from the stifling heat of the capital, this is Brighton on the south coast, where thousands jostled for a patch of beach and a space to cool off.
I'm from Cyprus, and now in Cyprus it's raining, and I'm in London and I'm boiling here, so something must change. We need to take precautions about the climate change.
For a country that's made an art form of complaining about the usually wet weather, this heat gives people here something else to grumble about. But there's a seriousness about these soaring temperatures. Real concern about how climate change may start to affect people's everyday lives. In the French capital, sweltering heat's been worsened by pollution, making it dangerous for the vulnerable to go out. And in the Spanish capital, Madrid, where temperatures have exceeded 40 degrees Celsius for several weeks, the government's issued an extreme weather warning due to the presence of sand and dust from the Sahara Desert. Little comfort for those struggling to work outside. Climate scientists are in no doubt about why this is happening.
We're warming our climate generally, so the average temperatures have risen by just over 1 degree Celsius since the pre-industrial period. And that means that the hot extremes that we see every summer are becoming at least 1 degree hotter. They're also becoming more frequent and they're also lasting longer.
And climate activists are threatening more decisive action to perceived inaction by governments and big business. Similar to the Extinction Rebellion protests that shut down parts of central London a few years ago.
We're fed up of hearing the rhetoric. We need meaningful action. And if our leaders are incapable of doing that, they're not capable of getting off of their fossil fuel addiction. They're just doubling down on it and continuing to pursue new fossil fuel investments, continuing to subsidise this harmful industry. Then we have to call them out, and education is key to the public and also understanding the role of non-violent civil resistance in this moment, because everything else has failed.
Climate scientists say the next decade will be defined by greater extremes of weather, but the fear is it will also be shaped by our collective failure to do more. Neve Barker, Al Jazeera, London.